Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer, producer of this program, and I'll be your host. Before we begin our show, I'd like to extend a thank you to Steve Butes, Associate Professor of Spanish and Latin American Literature at IPFW. He serves as the director for the University Community Conversation Initiative, and content from UC2 has been heard on 4 episodes of WBOI Presents since mid-February. Run consecutively, that's nearly a month of in-depth conversations made available to our community. Rachel Blakeman, director of the Community Research Institute at IPFW, will moderate the panel we are about to hear. And she'll be joined by Gerard Williams, staffing sales coordinator at Blue Jacket. He will be the first panelist to speak. The second panelist to speak will be Ryan Twiss, vice president of regional initiatives at Northeast Indiana Partnership. Last, we'll hear from Edmund O'Neill, president of Northeast Indiana Works. Enjoy the discussion on WBOI Presents.
So with that, I would like to start our panel discussion and have you let us know what your role is in manufacturing today in the workforce.
Sure. Again, I work with an agency called Blue Jacket, Inc. here in Fort Wayne. We're one of one. We're a nonprofit. We started about 12 years ago. And my specific role with Blue Jacket is to help the individuals who have barriers to employment. So a lot of candidates and clients that we work with, we call them clients, but to the employers we work with, call them candidates, have different barriers such as they don't have transportation, they may have been incarcerated at some point, and they're really struggling to find their way back to the workforce, and they really honestly want to be there. For the first 8 years, we were really working with individuals who are mandated to be in our program. Now we have people who just come because they're intrinsically motivated and they want to see some changes in their life. So my role as a sales coordinator for our staffing division is to help those individuals who graduate from our two-week program, where we teach them soft skills and the things that employers are expecting, is really to help them get into placement and get into these jobs and start getting back on the right track again.
So the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership, the organization I work for, we're an 11-county economic development organization. Our mission is to build, market, and sell Northeast Indiana to increase business investment. So what we're really focused on is bringing in new jobs and helping make sure we have the talent, whether it's through development or talent attraction, to fill those jobs. As you saw the numbers up there, just from a pure numbers concentration game, a significant amount of our payroll, enrollment, and just raw job numbers are in that manufacturing sector. So that tends to be an area that we look to for business attraction purposes. We have 7 targeted industries, all but 2 of which are overwhelmingly driven by manufacturing: medical device, food and beverage, which includes food processing, vehicles.
And I'm missing one. Advanced materials.
Thank you.
It's in my office.
She does all the data for us. So this is a perfect panel for me to sit on, because usually when people ask me these questions, I either tell them to call Edmund or to call Rachel. So I have both of them in the room with me. We work on trying to identify resources to provide training opportunities for both employers and folks through partnerships with Northeast Indiana Works and manufacturing, both from that entry level but more advanced level. And then we do a lot of work marketing Northeast Indiana and then direct outreach to bring in new manufacturing positions. So ensuring that we have that skilled workforce to market is really critical to our mission statement.
I'm Edmund O'Neill with Northeast Indiana Works. Our company also is a regional entity. We cover 11 counties as well, with a specific focus on workforce development across industry sectors. Manufacturing is our largest sector, just from an employment, pure employment standpoint. We kind of work both ends of it. From the supply side, from a workforce standpoint, we work to increase messaging to the community about the viability and sustainability of manufacturing as an industry sector. Also work with individuals to skill themselves up, become aware of opportunities within the sector, and also connect them directly to the labor market. On the employer side, we do a lot of work with employers from a system alignment standpoint, whether it's with higher education to kind of customize training to meet their needs, keep them abreast of relevant labor market information that may impact their field of work, whether it's production or their workforce supply. Some of it is directly tied to benchmarking of salaries to ensure that they're competitive in the market when they're trying to attain or retain employees. So between kind of developing and skilling up individuals to be part of the viable workforce, working with system alignment, whether it's higher education or even secondary level education, to ensure that there's a pipeline of workforce available, and then also with the employers on the back end, ensuring that they are understanding the labor market around them. Because it is different. I know that the information was cited for Allen County, but as we do cover an 11 county region, there are some other counties or outer counties in our area where the GDP tied to manufacturing is much higher than that, and almost is the economic driver of those particular counties, and would have a much larger impact should something go in a different direction.
That seems to bring us to a very logical point of, you were talking about the skills. What are the skills that we're looking for in manufacturing? So I have something here from Hoosiers by the Numbers, the top 10 job postings in the past year, from April 1st, 17 to March 31st, 2018. The number one posting was production workers. And so those are often a relatively low skill, entry-level position. So obviously there's a way to get into manufacturing, but what we often hear is a need for skilled manufacturing employees. Would one of you like to speak what that looks like today?
Skilled labor varies. I think the word skilled is a relative term. I will say that what was deemed to be a skilled or entry-level employee several years ago probably no longer exists.
And you want to explain that a little bit to us?
Yeah. Coming out of a recession, that there were pretty significant and interesting technological changes from a production line standpoint, or just the way employers do business. And what used to be kind of quasi called an unskilled entry-level position, in many instances no longer exists. And what used to be called middle-skilled or low-skilled jobs are the new entry-level positions. Majority of them are kind of your traditional employability skills, you know, ability to communicate, work ethic, which includes, you know, timeliness, punctuality, understanding expectations and being able to meet them. So, yeah, I mean, most employers, at least the ones we've had the pleasure of working with, will tell you that when they look for a skilled employee, it's somewhat a mixture of short-term certification training that can be taught and acquired, some things one would learn on the job, typically in their first 2 years, about how the system works, what the applicability of their widget is that they're producing, and then an understanding of the kind of OEM mass production product that can produce some number of widgets at a given rate, and from an operations setup and maintenance standpoint.
WBOI Presents will continue after a short break. Stay tuned.